Having a great time visiting with the folks here at Hanson County 4-H Achievement Days in Alexandria. J.P. Skelly, KORN News Radio, FM 101.3 and AM 1490. Visiting this time around with Alyssa Geist, a 10-year member of the ALEC Achievers 4-H Club. Alyssa, thank you for joining us today. And first of all, 10 years ago, what got you started in 4-H?
When I was in third grade, I had a former 4-H'er come to my class and introduce me to what 4-H was about. She told me what they did in 4-H, how they did it, and what you would learn. So I decided to jump in.
And you certainly did, and you're quite busy here at 4-H Achievement Days, a visual arts project. You did a mosaic. Tell us about that.
I thought it was a really good idea because my mother introduced me to what mosaics were, and I created one with a painting on a stone and then grouted onto it.
And how did it go before the judges?
I got a purple, so hopefully really good.
Also, you mentioned that you have some home environment. What was your home environment project?
A terrible hat.
Why is it a terrible hat?
Because, when I first made it, I thought I did well, but looking at it a second time a couple of days before our county fair, it didn't go well. I didn't approve of it.
Describe it for us.
It's a plastic hat with a foam topping and hot glued stars on the top. It's 4th of July themed.
And where did you come up with the inspiration for the hat?
From my mother. She's our 4-H co-leader, and so she comes up with all these crazy ideas to do each meeting, and she decided to do a 4-H, or a 4th of July hat, and so that's where I got the idea and how I made it.
So you can blame it on your mother.
Yes, absolutely.
Also, I understand that you've done some photography this year. Tell us, what did you photograph?
I took two pictures. One was a waterfall, and the other was a photo of two people, my father and my brother.
And what kind of camera did you use?
My mother's smartphone.
And it takes good pictures, that's for sure. Okay, now you've been in 4-H for 10 years, Alyssa. Any other projects you're thinking about trying?
Well, I'm currently owning 7 chickens, and so I want to at least enter two of them this year or next year, both years.
And Alyssa, a final question for you. If someone were to approach you and ask why they should join 4-H, what would you tell them?
It's an experience. What you take from it is what you put into it, and I hopefully will take a lot from it because it was so fun, and I hope anyone who does it will have more fun.
Alyssa Geist of the ALEC Achievers 4-H Club, thank you for visiting with us here at Hanson County 4-H Achievement Days, and we wish you the best of luck.
Thank you.
That's Alyssa Geist of the ALEC Achievers 4-H Club here in Alexandria, Hanson County 4-H Achievement Days. I'm J.P. Skelly, KORN News Radio, FM 101.3 and AM 1490.